Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am your host, Natasha, bringing you all things pleasure in and out of the bedroom. And today we're going to talk about something that I find every year is affecting me more and more. And I know that is affecting you because I have heard from people on my Facebook, on my TikTok, friends. We are all going through SAD, also known as seasonal affective disorder. And I never realized how much it affects me until last year. I believe that whatever I was going through last year, I had a really, really tough year last year. And I think that the change of time and the weather really amped it up a bit, which really made me go ghost all the way and disappear at the end of last year. And I'm determined not to do that this year because I'm feeling really good. So because when this episode drops, we will be going into the weekend where the time changes, where we are falling back. Oh my gosh. It starts to get dark extra early and it's cold outside. I figured why not have this conversation about how to recognize if you are feeling the effects of SAD and what to do about it, okay? Now, before we get into today's topic, I want to invite you to join me over on my Patreon, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, XXX, where if you want to talk about pleasure and exploring experiences on a more, let's say, kinkier level, then you definitely want to join me over there. We are talking all things sex, all things non-traditional, and I am educating you on the things that you probably feel like you cannot talk about because it was a we don't do that type of thing. And I'm here to tell you, we do that type of thing, sis. Okay, so over on the Patreon, you are getting daily episodes Monday through Friday. They're really short and quick on a deeper sense of pleasure, more intimate setting. You're getting access to me whenever you need me. You're also getting to go in the treasure chest with me once a month to do a toy review, and you are getting a position once a month. Okay, so that's a lot of goodness over there. So if that is something you are interested in, definitely head down to the link in the show notes, and I will see you over there. Now let's talk about seasonal affective disorder. It is a form of depression, and it comes around a specific time every year. So it's normally around fall, winter. For those of us that live in these southern states, it may hit us a little later because I know here in Georgia, we don't really start to feel the effects of the weather change till around the end of October, which as I record this is Halloween. It officially dropped today. Yesterday it was in the 80s. Today it is in the 50s, 60s. It is cold. Now the weather will go up a little bit more next week, but I think we've hit the threshold of it. Our season is changing. And again, like I said, on Sunday, the time changes, which means we're going to spend a lot more time in the dark than we are in the light, opposed to summertime where it doesn't get dark till like 9, sometimes 10 o'clock at night. This could also be considered winter depression or winter blues. So what it could look like is sadness, fatigue, you're not eating, maybe you're eating a lot more, you're struggling to concentrate, you're definitely struggling with the motivation to get up and do things, you find yourself a bit more irritable. Now, believe it or not, there is something considered a summer SAD that happens around spring and summer, but it's a lot less more common than it is with the winter blues. And it's not, they're not really sure research-wise what causes it. It just really comes down to daylight and our body's internal clock. When our exposure to natural light reduces, it just it throws our whole body, brain, all those things up, and we tend to want to sleep more. I know I do. Staying cool, not staying cool, but staying warm, heater, fireplace, heated blankets. That also just leads to sleep. You just want to sleep more. Now, this is something that I want you to take into consideration, okay? Depression does not look the same with everyone. So you may not be feeling fatigued. You may not be feeling like you lack motivation. If anything, you may feel the opposite. You may feel like, I gotta go, go, go. I gotta prove myself. I'm irritable. I'm frustrated. I'm overextending myself more than usual. I'm not sticking to my boundaries. That could also be a form of depression. So just know that these things that I'm talking about, these symptoms, they're not all encompassed, especially for Black women, because like we talked about in some of my past episodes, and we just talked about in the vulnerability episode, we don't want to seem as weak. And if we're being completely honest right now, being depressed would be the ultimate weakness, right? Like, you mean I can't get up? I can't do what I need to do as a mother. I can't do what I need to do as a worker. I can't. It's just a whole bunch. I can't do that. Oh, absolutely not. They won't catch me slipping. And so then we go into overdrive, even though we're on fumes. But I'm here to tell you, and I will continue to tell you, that eventually it's all going to hit you in the face. Right? It's like spitting in the wind, and then it come back and it hit you in the face. All that overexerting yourself on an empty cup is going to come back and it's going to get you. Mind, body, and spirit is going to shut down. And you will have no choice but to reset. That's what happened to me last year. Like, I got sick and I could not come back from that sickness. And that's where I had to be like, okay, it's time for me to disappear, because clearly my cup is not it. There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it for me to give. Okay. So that's something I want you to take into consideration, because you may be sitting here thinking, Natasha, I'm not depressed. I don't deal with this. Oh, you probably do. It just looks different for you. And that is absolutely okay. But we want to call a spade and know that you deserve the support. And there are things that you can do to help you get through this particular season. Okay. And if you're anything like me, you need these specific examples, right? You're like, Natasha, what make it make sense for me? I got you about how I could look different in you. So 9 times out of 10, if you're listening here, it is because you have probably a type A personality. Okay. You're a high achiever, overachiever, like I said, and you're a perfectionist. So those in itself, those qualities, as well as some of the external forces that are coming against you, think the microaggressions, think, you know, systemic racism, think of how society views us and how we're supposed to show up. That just makes the weight that much heavier. So for you, what it may look like in this sad moment, seasonal affective disorder, winter blues, whatever you want to call it, think here on out, I'm going to call it winter blues. It could be masking or hiding your symptoms. Okay. So you're high achieving and you're really, really good at covering up the fact that you are struggling, and you will go to great lengths to appear put together and successful, even when you are breaking down inside. And this makes it a little hard for people to recognize that you need help and you need support. There's the overcompensation. So some of us as high achievers, we engage in this overcompensation by working really, really hard to distract us from the fact that we are not happy. We are struggling. And we're out here trying to prove our value and prove our worth, because we can't see it in ourselves, because it's hazy. Our brain is hazy. This is going to lead to burnout. And this is just going to magnify what you're already feeling inside. Another one is you're going to isolate yourself. You're going to go out there. You're going to kick butt. You're going to take names. And then you're going to go back into your little hole, away from everyone. You're not going to socialize with people. People going to ask you, hey, you want to? No, I'm not going. And for those of you that are listening and you know someone that has these type of symptoms, yes, it's possible that they could definitely be suffering from the winter blues or just depression in general, okay? Functional depression is a thing, okay? It looks like you going through your day to day doing just fine, but you still feel heavy. You still feel like there's a gray cloud over you all the time. Like, think Eeyore. I can get through my day, but this is so hard. It's so heavy. Everything that I do feels like I am dragging myself through quicksand. The support. You need the support, which is going to be hard to do because you're spending so much time trying to prove that you are okay. So here are a few ways that you yourself, or you can, again, share this information with someone you see that might be struggling, some ways to help with the sad. So first, there is light therapy. And I actually went on Amazon and they have these light boxes and they give off it's called like a bright full spectrum light that is similar to natural sunlight. And so using the light box for a couple, I don't know how long really, that I would have to research that a little bit more. And I, again, no matter what information I give you, yes, I'm a therapist. I am not your therapist. So make sure you do your own research, okay? Now back to the light therapy. There are specific amounts of time throughout the day that you can use this light box in order to regulate your mood and help balance out any symptoms that you may be feeling from the winter blues. Do your research when you buy these light boxes, okay? Look at the reviews. Regular exercise. So get your body moving. Maybe you don't want to go outside because it's too cold or you got snow or things of that nature, but you can move your body in the house. So you can do yoga, you can dance. You want to release the endorphins that are going to lift your mood. I would suggest going outside as much as you can, especially when the sun is out. That can be your saving grace, okay? It is going to give you that natural light exposure that you're looking for, but also fresh air in your lungs and feeling the wind on your face and helping you be present in this moment. 3, maintain a healthy diet. It's really easy for us to get sucked into these comfort foods because they're warm and they're heavy and they just make us feel really cozy inside. But also remember that you have to balance out your diet with your vitamins, your minerals. You want to get your vitamin D, your omega-3 fatty acids. That's going to play a role in your mood. So don't just sit and eat the chili and the cornbread and the gumbo, like all the nice heavy stuff that we've thrown in the crock pot, okay? 4, mindfulness and stress management. Mindfulness techniques. You can do meditation. We talked about yoga. It doesn't have to be that fast, strenuous yoga. It could be yin, restorative yoga, where you're holding poses a little bit longer to stretch into that body. But those are things that can help manage your stress and help your any emotions or symptoms that you're feeling from winter blues. You can also go, we talked to my sound healer, Amber, in season 2, I believe. Yes, season 2, about sound healing and color therapy, color healing. So maybe you put yourself in bright colors to make you feel better and you just sit with that color and look at yourself in the mirror. Maybe you listen to some sound frequencies on YouTube or on Apple Music or on Spotify. These are things that you can do that only take a couple minutes out of your day to help elevate your mood and help you become relaxed. And last but never least, go talk to somebody. Go talk to somebody. If you feel like you genuinely cannot move through this threshold of winter blues and you are not able to function on a day-to-day basis, then you need to be seeking some type of professional assistance, some professional support, because it could be bigger than what you think it is. And also, maybe you just need a safe space of someone that does not know you to allow you to cry, to allow you to scream and holler and say all the things that are bothering you. It will also help you with coping strategies. Sometimes we just don't know what to do. We just don't know what the next step is. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is okay. And it's okay to ask for help. This is you tapping into your vulnerability so that you can grow and you can heal and you can function. Okay. Now, yes, these are a few. These are by far not the only. Again, do your own research. Okay. Put yourself in spaces where people love you and they want to be there for you. Do not isolate. It's very easy to do. Go outside. Okay, go outside, have a good time. And know that with the right approach and the right support, these things that you're putting together, you can manage until we get into the springtime. Okay, so thank you for joining me for this episode. Again, the invitation is open to join me on my Patreon, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for being a part of this incredible community that I am building, that is ready to embrace more pleasure. And until next time, remember to prioritize your pleasure because you are deserving. Talk to you next time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.